crucial methods, you might say, or media of Chassidus, are Sipurei Tzaddikim. L'chaira, the girl in the face of it, you don't hear that many Sipurim. On one side, he was beyond that. Sloidumiya Sehilo. Not shyach to talk about him. B'doira HaGa'in and B'doira Achrav were, stood b'reser, so b'eimah, b'yira, before his even Zeich HaShemoy. Memois HaGa'in. Goin meant Gematria Shishim. Goin meant he was Odon Moshe B'chol HaShas. There have one of the Kiyos and Amkos and have one of the Torah. Mimos HaGoinim, till our day, there was only one Yochid HaMiyuchad. And Klal Yisrael gave that Torah to. And there was only one Yochid HaMiyuchad since the Mechaber. The Klal Yisrael wasn't Meharer Achav. If he wanted a Paschal different than the Shulchan Aruch, so whether or not the majority followed him, or even Aliyah followed him, Yeshivas a little, but to be Meharer, Achran could stand against the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch. But him, Sloidumiya Tehillah. So who are we, even to try to talk about him, it's like that. Wenn ihr schauen da na lecha me al gaglecha. Sadecha. So da shiny is whole chai and his whole life is a sipper. It's a sipper of the floors. It's a sipper of elakus that kivayocho enters into a gofer. Ben Odom. Everybody knows, I mean, I tell you, I must have heard that when he was asked, he said, Chalila, if you were there, when he was asked what would happen if he lived b'mei Chazal, he also, Ruad, he said, Chalila, it's not Shalosh Shachas. B'mei Rishonim, he said, Efshin. I don't remember now, but they mentioned it was a certain one, I don't know if it was the Rashbo, I don't recall, it was the Ramban, Ulai. About that Ulai. It's a Dmus Ploim. He was a Yochid who had no Moistus. Sat Bashus a Yochid Shalak Holdim Echayim. No Moistus, no Rabbonis, no Mokam Rashmi, no official status. Talmidim, he was Mamid, who could call himself Talmidim of his. But one Talmid of his, Reb Chaim, turned over the whole of Lithuanian and then Russian Jewry, Mamish. Revolutionized, even though his whole lineage was not a revolutionist. Yeshivas, as we know them, are all derivations, in some way modifications of Alojin. He wasn't the founder of Alojin. He was Mamid, one Talmud who was Mamid Alojin, and Alojin for 90 years was Mamid Ruiv Gedolei Yisrael in Ador Daya. So again, the Moschayov is an Akodas Ploim. We tried some weeks ago to describe with a little bit of Yeras HaKovod those Aroyes who, the Baal Shem, his Talmidim, who founded the movement of Chassidus, and we tried to take a look, Efes Katzeyu, at what that was all about. Against in that revolution, the Gro rose like a lion. He fought it the whole Kachosov, and his Kachos were a deer. and he stopped it. Kimat stopped it from conquering Lit. Lit didn't conquer it, rather, although it entered, it was chayder a little bit. More important, there's no sofek. Those who are an idea in the world of the Hasidic movement, there's no sofek that he, with the fire of his isnagdus, prevented he prevented that the fears that he had about Sidis should come true. That was the greatest service that he could have done Sidis, that he fought it so hard. And the Tzemach Tzedek said as much to his own son. The Tzemach Tzedek said this to the Yoruch HaShulchan. The Yoruch HaShulchan told it to his son, the Torah Tmeimah. Tzemach Tzedek said, "Boyo v'nachzik toiva, the Goran Achrozit Mevilna, he saved us." He forced us to prove that the chshodim he had about us didn't have to be justified. That they might have been justified. First, a little bit about his life, and again, who are we to say, but everybody has seen in the Hakdama to Mishlei Bekor, told us Rabbeinu Eliyahu. It's only to repeat what much that's known, but a little bit more than that, to be misyached, a little bit, not without a lashonis, but with a lashonis of those who were a little bit closer to his door. He was born the year Tov Pei, Le'erev HaShishi. Tov Pei, that would be equivalent, Le'avdil, the Misporum, to 1720. He was born Yom Gimel, the first day of Pesach. Till he was 6 years old, he learned Eitzel Rav. He had no Rav after this. He wasn't shy to teach him. Yelled of six. I mean, it's a tinnak, you know. It wasn't a Rav in that sliver. I have to tell you where he grew up. There was once an attempt by Vilna Kehillah to gain membership in the Vaad Arba Arotzes. So in the application that they sent in to be accepted as Chaverim the Vaad Arba Arotzes, they wrote that there were 300 Balabatim then in Vilna, two centuries before him, there were 200, 300 Balabatim in Vilna who knew Kol HaShas, and you could be Brechen and Shas. That's where he grew up, and at the age of six, he didn't have a Rav anymore. One famous sipur, Suda Shlishis, for the Shudas of a certain Shabbos, his father brought him before the Rav. You can only imagine who Vilna Rav was then, Goren Reb Heschel. So the Yelet said, Chaduka de Rabbono, said a pilpu. And the Rav said to the Gedol HaMusad before him, is there a Chacham Venovel k'may HaYelad HaZeh? They said, it's not such an amazing thing. In other words, Nimtzeinu L'meidim, that maybe at the age of six not, but at the age of eight or nine or ten, it was already, maybe, what happened? He said, yeah, he's an Ilui. An Ilui wasn't such a big Chiddush. His father must have taught him, the same as he has a Tfis on the floor. His father must have, you know, given him a Shtickle Torah. So the Rav said, Nochem Libi, he said, I'm sure that this Yeled can be Mechaber, another such Pilpul Miyad. Mesichloi, we're all here. We'll see whether anybody else is feeding him, is teaching him anything. They gave him a show to be Mizboinen, and he did. And then he piled a whole pile of kushias on the same minyan, and was metaretz all of them besignan echad, And part of what he said at the age of six, midatoy, that they shouldn't be choshed, that they watched while he was preparing it, this six-year-old yelid, is brought in the Shnois Aliyah and Bruchas Dalet on the base. That's what, if you look up in the Shnois Aliyah there, you'll see what that yelid said at the age of six without preparation. They wondered, I mean, they to know, and they said, "Ein novim v'chacham kamoyim." By the time he was a Ben Teisha, he was Yodav Ravloi, knew everywhere in Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, and Svoras Devrayim, Medrashah HaGodos. And at that age, at the age of nine, the Ruach of his Bina awakened in him and said to him, you hear, where are the real Desoidas Ne'alomos Mikoil that you don't see in Mikra Shasa Poskim, in the Eitz Chaya, right? No, even though it's hidden, Ma'ena Kol Chai, Hashem Yareli, the Boshem will show me. At the age of nine, he was batuach, that he wanted to know already, he was Libay Mishtoikik, the Sodas HaChochma. Okay. And he was miyad, Masik to learn Svarim and Nigla Ananister, and in half a year before he was 10, he had learned through Kol Kisvei Eitz Chaim of the Ari HaKadosh. When he was 11 years old, there wasn't Shaykh, you know, Tehillah anymore for him, any more praise, except that that year, Simchas Torah at night, beyond Simchas Liboy, he decided to learn through, before morning, Zvochem HaMenoches. And so you have a Siyam for Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, Yidra was supposed to be the Simcha. So what's his Simcha? Siyam HaShem Torah. No, so he picks himself Zvochem HaMenoches, this 11-year-old yelled. What? To learn through it that night. It was Baki, but he wanted to make, supposed to learn Me'ev Echad Pomim, Eina Doime. He Bevada learned a lot more than Me'ev Echad Pomim over his lifetime. But he was going to make, so he's going to learn through both Mesechtas in one night. Now, let us say people whom we imagine are Baki. They can learn through Zvochem and Menoches in one night. By the way, that year he had been learning the first four Sedar HaMishas. That he had learned that year. So that's what he decided he's going to do. Like Poskim, Rishonim, Achronim. Bekitzer, in the middle of the night, there was a Yochid Miyuchad, his name, we don't even know the name, Rav Michal Datnaver, who was described here as a Moifes Hador. In other words, he was a Goyin HaGoyinim. Middle of the night, he wakes up, and he was also going to go learn. Yeah. So that was after HaKofes already. So Bachtos, this Michal Datanover is awake, wakes up, and he comes into this Medrash, and he sees it's Beis HaLakim. Now, as he sees a Yelet, he's learning Zvochim, he saw him start earlier, and he's up to Daf Nun, Bachtos. So Rav Michal says to him, when could he have started? It seems he started 2 hours earlier. Yo started Zvochem at 10. At Chzaz, he's up to noon. So he raised a voice at him. In 2 hours you learned 50 dapim of these shittas chamuras? Whom are you fooling? Hey, Mama, she was a gava. B'li Sofek, this must be straw, like straw in Chaloimus. So he came to Bimanaseh, started examining him. He gave him a mivchan, a pchina, in all of the difficult mekaymus in those chamishim dapim. So to jump suddenly and to be able to give such a pchina on the button in all the mekaymus akoshim is also not a small thing. He found that he answered him, al kol dvorim akoshim, become upon him, gave him a terutzim on each of these. In Yonim Hamurim. Examined them 10 different ways. And Rav Michal then said, Beliboy, must have told it to others later, Muftachane Bezeh, that his light will shine the Chul Yoshve Adoma. He says, in his presence, he then said, the Levona hides her face, and the Chama, Busha HaChama, the Chama son, is embarrassed over the light that comes from this Yelet. Comes back in the morning, but he saw he's already up to half and more of Masechta Menachos. So he said, who can discover the goal that you're headed for? Said this to the Goen. I mean, what do you want? He started saying to him, I mean, how big is your ambition? And he again, is it possible? Such a mind, such kalos hamirut, such flying and learning. He started asking him again, in whatever he learned the second half of the night. And he found he was oyam v'noira, and then he decided that this is not the Yiludisha. Ein zakiyim mevred berot teriyazim hashanah v'malach. It's not, he couldn't grasp that this should be a human achievement, though.
Too bad he was interrupted with all these bechinas, otherwise he could have finished it.
Yeah, but you saw that. I imagine that the bechinas also were in minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. He gave him a brocha, told him, Shimcha Yevarach beside Yesharim Ve'eda, and the Goan didn't stop until he finished his neida. He was Messiah, Zvochim, and Menoches before Tfilas HaShachar. And it was mispelled with a tzibur with tremendous simcha, roiv alitzus, alizus ve'alitzus nafshoy, and it was samer b'simchas toyot. By the time he was about mitzvah ben yudgim l'shona v'yamecha, his chassidus and his precious, then he entered into a chaim shel kedusha. He says, "Were kipoyah v'sra'im like the heights of the horns of a ram." And from then until Abyoy Moisoy, he never looked out Medalada Moisa Vachutza. Means he was in his house, must have left his room at times, but never looked outside of his Daladamas. Remained locked in only by Olam Shel Torah, took upon himself not to be Nehene from Olam Hazeh. He ate a little bit of bread, dried bread, that was soaked in water, a sheer beis zaisim, and then he ate morning and evening and did not chew them, those two zaisim of bread soaked in water, that he shouldn't be in a henna, blown shleimus. He swallowed those two zaisim in the morning and those two zaisim in the evening whole. Swallowed them. Teicher rotzu v'havo, leilis kayomim, to be megalad v'rashem amitah shel Torah. All of his minutes and all of his feelings, all of his time was only b'Torah Hashem Cheftzoy, and the bo nafshoy dveika, and his soul cleaved in the Torah, and he was long be'umka shel Torah, hikshivas v'asemes. 6 years, beginning his bar mitzvah, he was izel v'chokah. That means he studied thoroughly Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tesefthes, Mechilto, Safro, Sefri, in 6 years' time, until he opened up a derech lervocha, how to be maven in all of these mechzoyas atoyot. In other words, he had a system on every klal of prat that he worked out on everything that was just mentioned. Another 6 years, he was also b'divrei poskim reshoinu v'achroinim, the goyim kadmoy basroedi, reshoinu and the later ones, and then he already was not deterred from being chilek aleihem. That was the poskim. He didn't bend to gedulas gedulosam or bechokmas chachmosam or lekdushas kedushosam, and he set himself to correcting everything that he v'chachmosa hagdoro thought might not be correct in all of the paskim v'shoyna v'achoynim that he learned. He didn't leave us most of that piksav, but that was his limud. L'hatzila mikol michshav u'shgiyo, the Teretz Divrayim, much as possible to answer for them whenever possible, but it wasn't Nevta. If necessary, it was Chalek, he learned differently. Didn't fall back, didn't tremble over there. B'chol Koichoi kept working and working, L'haskil Divra Chachma Agmor HaKadoshim, all of whose words are Kegach Layesh, and with single letters, single words, Divra Chazal, he was Doche many of the Dvorim of the various Mechabrim. In other words, everything he measured over against the perfection of his knowledge of Chazal. Ha'emes Ha'isaneh L'Radla. These four words are crucial in a later understanding of Alosh. He'd never looked in his adult life for Chiddush and Pilgrim. The Goyim only wanted to do one thing, to learn Pshat. But to learn Pshat, La'amita Shel Torah. You couldn't stir him with any kind of, you know, with what's called glunts, with brilliance, with the sheen of a svora, with the glow of a svora. If it wasn't emes la'amitai, he wouldn't accept it. And he also was noisenes nafshoi to be mekayem personally kol digdukei ma'amor ha'razau, even what's not brought in Shulchan Aruch and Poskim. Because he said of himself, yoitzri mibeten, the Rabban Shalom created me from my mother's womb, le'eved loy, to be a servant only to him. So even if it wasn't brought in Shulchan Aruch and Poskim, he set himself to be mekayem kol digdukim of Chazal. He was moiser es nafshoi to distance his household, sons, daughters, Rebbetzin, from involvement in social activities, chevra. He wanted his house to be mekudosh completely.
When he get married.
What? Doesn't say. Yiras Hashem tehoira. This is all that he wanted for himself and his family. And miyomov, when his children grew up, since he was kol kuloi, you know, an eved Hashem, he relied some b'tchana b'Hashem that his sons and daughters would have panosa. He never involved himself in that. And in years later, when they would come back to visit with him, he never wrote them, by the way, letters. If one of his children came to see him, his simcha was great. He hadn't seen him maybe for a year or two. But other than to give him shalom, he never went into a conversation with one of Obeisai, Minayin Panasosoi, Inyan Panasosoi. Never discussed that. Kashanoch Medaka Shia Shoachas, here, if he would, when he would see that they should rest, any of these would come home, so he'd give them a little bit of rest, and then, you know, spend a little time with them, but not talk much, go right back to his kviyas of Seder Alimut.
How did his children turn out?
The Bavron was a guy in Oilam, that son. And all of his, I mean, they were all Kedoshim and Tahir. Of course, he was Ma'apel Aleihem. You can't, and he has such a son, even stars are the Bais Kodesh of the question. And a few of his Talmidim, by the way, they're not even known much. There was a brother of Reb Chaim's, Zalman, was also regarded by some, you know, again, we don't, as even greater, not Shaykh. Upon him, further, the Mechaber of his Todas, who was Mibor Beisoy, he says that as much as we know, we don't know half. All of his masim, all of his time was directed towards tachlis hacharitzus v'ashleimus, the absolute maximum, the limit of diligence and of perfection. He never slept more than half an hour at a time. And in that half hour, whoever zechut to come near him, saw that his lips all constantly whispered halachas v'agodas while he was sleeping. Kiel. After half an hour, he would be mezgabe like a lion, mightless yodam, and begin to learn the kol rom. And then a while, some hours later, another chatzi shor. Shir shnosoy, the length of his sleeping was 3.5 hours through the night and 1.5 hour through the day. He had all sorts of strategies against his own yetzer. Whatever mashaliba chofetz, he was goyzer oleho on his yetzer, and whatever seemed even to be a toiva for him, he was misrachek if it wasn't limudat Torah and avodas Hashem. He lived constantly in a state of hunger and poverty and lack of sleep, and it didn't affect Rav Chochmosa. I mean, the mind kept becoming more and more clear. He had no dagas. Nobody ever saw on him etzev. Nobody saw ever that he should worry, or that he should be troubled or nervous or angry. He was always over to Hashem and besimcha of the tov leiv, only with joy. Kol hayomim, b'chol yom v'yom, his haskola amitis, in other words, his entire intellectual development became mightier and mightier, until shehiskima imadas kaila. The bedlam of his dog, and afterwards held that there came a time when whatever he paskened, and whatever he thought, and whatever he taught, there was simonim kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking with him. Hiskimo datoi, hiskimo emodas koinoi. And afterwards, time came when he never did midatoi through his own judgment, and this was a living Sefer Torah. He never came to a conclusion, this is what I think, Tana Ogdoilo. You hear? He always did only what the Das of the Rav Rashlam was. So it became like what he said was the Vrelekim Chai. And he Shamati Mepiv HaKodesh V'HaTorah, he says two things, Shelo Yiskima Imay Das Koina V'lo Yosem. There were two things that the Rav Rashlam was masking with his Das, and he didn't do Shteit Mishmos. That brought what? Leizik Nusay, when he was old, I asked him many times, why didn't he go to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't answer me. Once I begged him a lot, and he answered me, I live Rishus Man HaShemayim. I don't have Rishus from above. And he was Maftiach, that he would make Piska Aluchas from the Abor Turesh Shulchan Aruch, B'deya Machras. That he would Paskin with a final Deya, that beyond which it wouldn't be shayach anymore to be chaylik, that there should be any more sveikism or room for machloikis. Rayas chazokos v'atzuma shein lehoshev aleihem. I asked him about this several years before his p'tira, and he answered me again, ein l'rishus min hashemayim. And two things, epesvaistos ein l'rishus. These are the two things. I didn't look ahead enough. To go to Eretz Yisrael, and to be machriya, kolo in jonim mashnoyim machlokes b'halocha, that there should only be one day of machras. These two things were not given rishus. And so I said to him, I thought, the mechaber of the Teldes says, I thought, he was Roy, but Ein Ador Nera Yochid. Hello, Hashem Zuchatron Roman. That if Yochid Miyuchid came to such Madrayis, then it's not that Rav Asher wasn't Maskim, that he didn't have, that he wasn't Roy. We weren't Roy to hear such a Hachor. He wasn't Nehene, not in his Machshavah, not in his Dibur, not in his Masim, other than from in Yonet Das V'Yeres Hashem, that was his only Hanor. Shevach Boira, the praise of his Boira, of his creator, and whatever draws from it, Toiva Amitis, Shua Salomim, whatever was not Minyan Azeh, he drove out from his Gvu, from a prophet of his thought and feeling, Bizroya Romo, with a mighty hand. The Skeinim Shebedo, and the Sridim, the last remnants, HaNigoshim Al Hashem, that means of the highest tzaddikim of his door, they sensed, they understood a little bit of his Derech B'Kodesh, even though they recognized that his Inyan was an Inyan Nifla B'Hechlet, that it wasn't Shaykh for even for the greatest Kohenim of his door to mamish understand him, and that his Anhogo was a Yonav Niflo. The Kol Mokoyim, they nevertheless tried to be Mesim Lev a little bit, they were Mishtokik, to understand a little bit. They yearned to see him once for a moment, Bayoim or B'Shavua, that they should just take a look at him, and whoever looked at him was Mabit or Pulas Hashem, felt, oh, this is a Makavah L'Shchina, and that was the biggest, it was a living Musa Sefer. They stood from afar, they tried as much as possible to catch a glimpse, Nechach Ponov, Ula Yoa Ponov Aleyem V'Yechonein. Maybe he'll, it's a Lashon, you know where that Lashon comes from Birchas Kohanim, it's a Lashon Melitza. Maybe his face will shine upon them. Okein Homo Me'aloi. Now, there were some who used to come with Palabaves Medroshoi to hear Tehillas Hashem Befif, to hear him daven. They wondered, how could a person come to such a shiur of Ahavas Hashem? It wasn't only his godless betor and his amitus. They saw he was kolkulo dolok at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They noticed every word that came out of his tefillah, that came out meforash mepiv b'kedusha b'tahara, and that was made on the total perfection of machshava and yosha levovoi, and it seemed to them that with every word, kilo he grew. It was netoizav loy mada b'chol teva, and Ahavas Hashem rang through every word on his loshin. And those yechidim were always misavu tava. Their tava was laleches bedrochav, lavedis Hashem yahava kamoyu. But then they saw that the Dereinu, the greatest, saw that it wasn't shaykh to be misdabek in the drochem of the goyim, and they were misbeinen heitev that it's not shaykh for us even to evaluate godel b'kiyusay v'dakos sichvay. His greatest talmidim wanted b'chol koychom on the day that they were on his bes medrash to come closer el mekayim chiyusam. He became the place of their life. They weren't lazy in all of their ways. They never tired in their running. Tremendous hasmoda developed around him because they felt themselves, his greatest talmidim, that they were tremendously distant from him, and that bothered them. The richuk that they felt from him became like a whip, it prodded them into more hasmoda, without limit. And as much as far as they tried to catch up, to come closer, they knew Rav Mehem HaDerech. The Derech was far from them to come on Mechayis Chefza. Matoyv Chalukam Manoim Garoi. First of them was Rav Chaim Volozhiner. It was Tzofer Mabit B'Eino Pekicha. He had open and clever eyes. That's what Eino Pekicha is, open eyes. And he watched. The Yofi Hadar Toras Hagro. And he had Meredik HaKerchus himself. From his earliest childhood, he was also Lombium Kushav Alocha. His hands were filled with mighty B'Pupula Shal Torah. He sought protection in the shadow of Torah. And he was Mole Eikev Anova Yiras Hashem Kol Ayoim. When he used to come before the Goy and to hear Mipiv Divra Rekim Chayim, a ruach from above used to pass al Penei Charifusay and Pupula Vatatarem. He used to feel that his Charifus and his Pilpul have now are becoming pure, just by standing before the Goy and hearing a few words from him. The second was the Goy and Reb Shlomo Zalman, the brother of Reb Chaim. But him they say even greater things that I can't bring myself even to not shaykh with our words. He said, Kol kachos of nichnoim, he used to be machnia all of his kachos ha-nefesh v'haguf before he would enter. They describe his entry into the goyim's relation with the goyim like lifnim and akloim, like inside the curtains of the Beis HaMikdash, or of the Mishkan. And kol roz leyonas lay, no secret was missing to him, to this Reb Shlomo Zalman. I just want to mention they didn't tell the Gror when Reb Shlomo Zalman was lifted, not to cause him any troubled spirit. And when he heard later, the Hatzav Aruchim, when he heard later, it was Mitzrayim, why they didn't let him know. I just want to mention, this I felt is a document that was kedai for us to go through a little bit. I only want to mention that after the age of 40, the Gro only learned Chumash. But the Chumash, on every letter, he learned Kol HaTorah Kulo. In other words, whatever had a shaychus, and it was Kol HaTorah. So he was Betzim, he was learning Kol HaTorah Kulo already. Mamish, he was Yag Chumash. He knew all the pshat. These are the shyness that it's G'day for Ben HaTorah in our door, even just to hear an echo, to be misbassam a little bit with the fragrance of this anak, of this type of a giant. No, he said about the Masilas Yeshorim. What's the lotion that you used? I want to hear that lotion again.
The way I heard it was that the Sforim that he used was a Chumash and a Masilas Yeshorim. Alright?
If Kedoyva Rosen Gori, the person who said that, what is true is that he said, when he learned Masilas Yeshorim, he learned Chumash, he learned Kol HaTorah Kulo. He said about the Masilas Yeshorim after he learned it, that if the Mechaber of the Masilas Yeshorim were alive in his door, even though he was in Italy, he would walk across Europe to learn from him. So from that you hear something else too, who the Ramchal was. Now, what were the Yesodis? Yeah?
It's true that the Gaon says that before he would walk out of his house, he would read Shar HaZahiris 13 times.
That could be, but it's also, from whom did you hear that? That you have to know.
That's written in the Yerunim.
In the Yerunim of Chas
L'Savra? I think so,
yeah. Look, maybe he had a Kabbalah. I wasn't trying to say. But it's not trying to say he learned two Sforim, Chumash and the Masilas Yeshorim.
Use the Sforim, he knows the other, everything else he knew all better.
One thing we should learn from that people. But it's kedai to learn to be ma'ayan in the Peperek HaZahiris. That we should learn from it. More than that.
What about the attitude of the Gaon to Limudei Chol?
A few other things. The Gaon held that kol mi shechosa lo mi yediyas ha-teira is chosa lo mi yediyas ha-teira es ha-mayim. He saw to it that his greatest talmidim should translate Euclid, other Sforim, mathematics, algebra, all the branches of mathematics. And it's recorded that he was Baki B'Shev HaChochmas, the whole range of human wisdom, which he obviously acquired, you know, on his own. The next question is, that comes out, that's Mistaya from this, what was his attitude vis-a-vis the other movements that there were in Yadus in the Jewish world then? On one side, Chassidus, on the other side, the incipient Haskola that was then coming from, moving from Germany westwards. This type of a pisgum is often quoted, this epigram. He said this, rather he said it, whoever is lacking of Yediyas HaTevel is lacking, knowledge of the world is lacking 10 times over. Well, you heard Mayan. If you had heard Aleph, you'd be happy, yeah. Mayan is also, believe me. I'd like to see it. If you have it, I'd like to see it. I would like to see that. I saw,
it's written in the introduction to the translation of Euclid's Geometry.
Oh, over there. But in the Sforim that I saw on the draw, you know, it was Niklap Zechayni not once, but 100 times, I saw I saw Esapon. But could be. Al Kaponim, does this have a shayches to today's term, the Cheres, or today's Haskom? At the deepest and highest level, it does. But what it really points to is the fact that in the here and now, short of the Gros parameters, and short of his methods, and short of how he learned and where he learned, there's no shaches between that and the, you could say that the Gros was more chassidus, the vada he was. The Gros was in the Vilna, does it have a shaches to this chassidus? The Gros was beyond all this. As a matter of fact, when it came to facing the Haskalah as a movement which sought to use the common secret of secrets, what's the relationship between human knowledge and strength in Emunah? The Rambam said that if you study the universe, Yeshaya Novi said, you study the universe, Chavos HaNovi said, the more you come to Yerushalayim, it's and Chavos Hashem, it's a chidah of Me'emoy Soilam to understand why is it that in some generations that objectively that's what it leads to, that's what it should lead to. And in other generations it's so encapsulated, so clothed in so many layers that it's like a diamond at the bottom, a rare diamond inside. When Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, there'll be such a Moloretz Deyas Hashem that in all things we'll see Avakus. So the Vada is going to be per engineering, and there won't be a hefsek between the whole range of knowledge of the universe and all of its depth. There won't be any separation, gap, contradiction between that and Ahavas Hashem and Dveikus Hashem. But if anybody thinks that can be adduced as a raya to any of today's synthesis or to Armada approaches, to this it doesn't have a shachas. Hirsch at Salem, Shem Shavuot Hirsch, had a hope and a vision that in part it could be applied. Because he held, as I once mentioned to you, his generation, he held that there was a certain coming closer already in Western Europe toward vis-a-vis certain values, a certain possible emptiness, that we could open up a little bit to their world too. The bottom line is that to the Gros, Kol Olam Kulay was part of Teres Hashem. Kol Olam Kulay. But any movement that was going to try to utilize that as a justification for diminution in Torah, as for his gabrus in the Mudim Kolayim and the Mudim Chelonim, nothing could be further from the Gros than that. But I want to get into this. There were deep reasons why he and his Talmidim moved back from that. Menashe Ilya was one of those whom he also moved towards mastery over general studies. There were deep reasons. The Rebbe Zal Salanter tried to do that too. Sent him, one of his greatest Talmidim, after he had thought he had prepared him, sent him to the University of St. Petersburg. He wanted him to become an Odom Godel Miyoit in all the disciplines, that he should be able to follow this kind of a derech. So the Kaddish of Kellen made in Eastern Europe, in the town of Kellen, a Torah Derech Eretz institution. But the Rebbe Salanter allowed him to make it. They told him that he allowed him to make it because he knew that if it ever went off the tracks, Rav Simcha Zisla would be strong enough to close it. And other places, which also were started by people with very good intentions, fell off the tracks, and they didn't close it. And the time came when the Netziv, Milano Godel, Volozhin, 40 years, the last great Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, held better than to allow the Buddha Polonium into Volozhin, better to close the yeshiva. Even though the Netziv, by the way, was in favor of the Buddha Polonium, but not as a mixture in the yeshiva of the Buddha. And anybody who wants to know what the Netziv held beferish about the relationship between three areas of opening the mind, Limud HaTalmud, Higyona Shel Halacha, Mikra, Tanakh, and the study of the sciences. There's one Hachav Dovah, it is, at the bottom of a certain posuk in Ha'azinu, Motor and Tau, Tizal Katalim Rossi, Yarav Kamotor Likhi, Tizal Katalim Rossi, you take a look on that posuk, not in the Netziv itself, but the Netziv at the bottom has a wonderful, wonderful outline
on the interrelationship and the timing in learning these three limudim. And he bevada, I knew, you know, he came straight from the Gemara. What? He became a Meshumad later. He was out of the door. And then Reb Sar pulled back. He became a general in the Russian army.
He had a son.
Had a son, yeah.
Whose son?
Reb Sar had a son. Once knew the name of that general. But not Kedai. I mean, I only mentioned these few things. We shouldn't sort of, you know, shouldn't make any mistakes. Avada, at the highest level, it has to be remembered by us that all withdrawal that you see on the part of Avada Hashem and Lemda Terosa from openness towards the women calling, especially in secular academic institutional spheres, what the girl really meant a little bit to be our cycle. Look up that mitzvah, and it'll be Ya'ir HaNechem on the timing for each, and he held that it was Kedai to learn.
What was the girl's relationship with
the Tanya? I'm coming to that now. Now, Ascola was just beginning to head to Vilna. There are any number of traditions that he fought it. Already then, even though that was the last time almost when the Dalam in Eastern Europe was still open to Limud and Kualim. You have to mention also that the Sefer Eichrim, a century earlier, which is a profoundly, almost lahavdul Western style philosophical approach. I'm overstating. It was learned in every town in Poland. There were kutzes that learned the Sefer Eichrim. The time came. And what? Rabbi Yosef Albel. Where it's brought? If you take a look in the Hagdamas to the various Mahaduras, you'll see. There were chavuras b'chol poilu. Brought in mamish in those editions. Oh, but a time came. The Ramo is not closed. The Mashal fought him on this. The Ramo and the Teres Arilo, you see a different image vis-a-vis the question of the Mudim Klolium and Chkir Elikis and rational thinking than you see in the later Davis. The Chassam Sofer in his earlier years displayed a greater openness. In his later years, he pulled back. But I don't want to lose time because as far as we only have 20, 25 minutes at most. I want to get to his biggest milcham. The Gaon was not a loichem. The Gaon was a yeshivayim. If he already felt that he had to become a loichem, so those others, it's known boru, what his attitude was to the incipient Ascola against the movement of the Baal Shem, he came out with fire. Not in his dog. A little bit later, Baal Shem was older. He was Nifter in the Misporim 1798. The Baal Shem was Nifter 1760. Now, the girl was Nifter 1798. Their calendar. This is a Kabbalah among the Maseres Achsidis that the Mendel of Vitebske, the Rav's Rebbe, the Balatanya's Rebbe, and the Balatanya decided to go see him and to be oymed before him. You have to understand that the Rav, when we say the Rav, we mean the Balatanya, those who are not Chabad Achsidim used to call him that. They would say the Gur and the Rav. That's how they used to identify the Balatanya. The Balatanya related to the Goan with no less Yiras HaKovid than those who were not Chassid. And he was up in arms over the slightest bizoyan Chas V'Sholom, a lack of Yiras HaKovid for the Goan, writes about him, I mean, with a Ha'arotza like about a Malach HaLakim. Halavai that, I don't want to even finish, Halavai that today, Tamidov would understand that. I was taught by my father, was still with the Swasemis, and I knew all Chassidim, Chassidim Poilim, how they used to talk about the Gro and Misnagdim. The greatest Yiras HaKovid, if I can't, the Masoiris of the Talmidei Baal Shem was, you allow yourself to get slapped and kicked and punched and you don't answer, because those are Erev HaYidim. And how many times did I, my father was a Yid, was a Talmid Chacham, but he was a Yid who was young, like from previous Deiros, yet nourished. And I remember a lot of times he would say, make like a joke about something among Ritvish and Talmid Chacham that wasn't Mekobulais Lachsidim, but a moment later he would go back to Tonshan, I have a Chayid. And I remember certain people he would manage, he would jump in the literature world. And I grew up in such a sphere. It's a terrible thing that today we fell out of that. Al Kaponim, the Gro decided to go, the Rav decided to go to him with his Rebbe, and the Talmidim of the Gro, it is related, prevailed on the Gro's mother to aser the Gzeiras Kibbedem not to see them. And his people close to him, especially the Rov in Vilna, Reb Shmuel, the last Rov, they begged him, they said, look, these are the two big mefursamim among them. And Bevadai, if you'll see them, and if you see them, it's not beside there, whatever you'll tell them, Safkosav, Bevadai, you'll be Menatzeach in the Vikuach, and it'll be Shalom on Yisrael. What? You'll win the Vikuach. But they say that his mother forbade him. I don't know if that Masorah is a true one.
Where is that Masorah?
It's brought in Sforah. Maybe she didn't want to argue with on another basis, and he probably knew she didn't mean. But he knew that she didn't mean kibbedem. He knew that she didn't mean kibbedem. Al Kaponim, the sipur. And I told you about previous for a sipur. Sometimes it's a broad sipur. Who knows? One thing is boro. They knocked on the door three times, and the door did not open. And the Rav later said that was one of the inyonim that he had charota on his whole life, that he was sure, I listened to an imra of another of them, Goru, that if he had broken down the door, and if the Baal Shem would have looked into his eyes, or if the Gro would have looked into his eyes, he would have seen that he's not an Epicurus. Among the Maseres Chassidus is that if they would have met, the Gro Shleimer would have come. And Elamai is again Layech Shadoa. So the Pilugim and the splits, the Sveikis continue, Mordas.
What was the background of reason why?
This is what I want to, the Ikka that I want to come to in these few minutes. This is the Ikka that I wanted to tell you today. But I held it, you know, even though I assumed that when I looked through the Torahs, should, Lord, don't rely on me. I just gave you Efes Katzeir. It's fire much. Just this brief 2-3 page history of him. There's a wonderful sefer on him by Rabbi Tzalal Landa, Agron Achoset Mevilna. But it's lacking an essential pairing on the Machloikis with Chassidus. That it's lacking for certain reasons. What was the issue? What were the issues? Yeah.
What were the reasons?
The reasons were that it was advised not to reawaken the Machlokes. Not to reawaken. The Raya said not to reawaken the Machlokes. So
he was told not to put it in.
Yeah, he was told for that reason. He was told not to put it in.
He also tries in that book to claim that the statement that we've mentioned from the Gra about who they call is a forgery, but it's not legitimate.
Found this from that though.
I saw a later author who says that it's outrageous. This is a sefer that was published according to the direction of the Gro during his own lifetime.
I'm saying the historical facts are against it. But he's living in Yerushalayim. You could ask him what he bases it on. He's not Rabbi Tzal Lando is not a fellow who pushes anything under the rug. He's a serious scholar, a serious Talmud Chacham. So he must have certain, Mekoyres, maybe Orwas, I don't know. You could ask him, you could contact him. Matter of fact, I'm planning to have him up in our home in the session very shortly for a Shabbos, so I'm going to push him a little bit on this. I have a few other bones to pick with him.
That's, I'm just mentioning it. The book is very good, but it has
there's no question that it has its tendentiousness. But I said, you can learn from it. And learn a lot of details. I want to get into the whole machlokes.
The Talmidim didn't want him to meet. You said the Talmidim
wanted him to meet because they held it would be.
So only the mother that.
And there must have been others there who also. It wasn't only her. I mean, there must have been a machlokes inside, among the people around him. Or look at Dias as to whether it would be wise to meet him. Now, Yitzchak, he was Machriya, he didn't meet with him. So more than that, not sure I trust the judge, but I want to get to the Ikea. What was the issue? What was the ground of debate and conflict and war? First, the differences in the two shittas. I won't get to the Nefesh HaChaim today. There are a number of ketuvim in the Nefesh HaChaim that I have to learn with you, that Amir Tashem. Next time we meet, I'm going to try to go through those ketuvim with you. At least orally, at least in Bekitzah. But what were the issues? First, on the level of Hanhogas Hador, Chinuch Hador. Number one, the central stress in Teres HaBaal Shem was religious experience, was a hava v'yira dveikus. And the Mela, even Limud HaTorah was seen as a means to that, and the danger was that Limud HaTorah shouldn't become of secondary importance to Frankheit among lesser people, among the Hamayna. To such an extent was the Indian of Rachmona Liberboy emphasized in the teaching of the Baal Shem and his Talmidim, that it became accepted in the Chassidish Eidus that Torah without total kavonot, perfect lishmo, and lishmo meant to them l'shem dveikus b'Hashem. If you're not learning Torah l'shem dveikus b'Hashem, it doesn't have any value. That's one. The Gaon, his Talmidim, were miskoymen b'chol koicham against that shift, that switch in emphasis. They were afraid, and rightly, that it could easily have led, and it led in certain areas of Eastern Europe, it led to a growing amaratzis among masses. It led also to zilzul in the hanhoga of Talmid HaChachamim. It was able to lead to that, and it led to that in certain places. To say that the greatest of the Talmid HaChachamim fought against that tendency too, but the tendency was there. In certain places, which Mishum Kvodam Shel Yisrael, I don't want to mention certain areas, there were certain areas in Eastern Europe where those fears were not far from coming true. Number three, the whole Indian of Emunas Tzadikim that wasn't based on Melchamta Shel Torah. All right, I say in parentheses, the Gaon was looked at with such reverence that who was going to go, argue with him, debate with him. But he didn't win his laurels on the basis of some unknown subjective criteria, a sense of Kiddusha around him. Those who were near him learned what they learned from him. Those who came a little close to him, we have his forum. We can see where he was at, the Malchus HaTorah. And aside from himself, but the yesod of Yiddishkeit was that Aseh L'Harav, the Torah is nimsa mipisforim or mipisoifrim. Torah is nimsa from sforim, but the Torah is not Torah of sforim without a masoras merav the Talmud. It's not. It's still in biyesoidam shel dvorim. It's still Torah shabal peh. It had to be written down. Shem tishtakach Torah miYisrael. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh was matter to write down the Mishnah, but at the same time, in certain basic areas, it remained Torah shabal peh. And anybody who doesn't have a Kabbalah Mepirav is not learning real Torah. And this applies on different levels to the whole of Klal Yisrael, not only to Talmidim who are Yoshvayel, learning in Abbas Medrash. Without supreme Derech Eretz for the Talmid HaChamim of the Dor, Yiddishkeit becomes distorted and falsified. And so a minute goes Tzvas B'Tzvas Asur. You have to learn a lot to appreciate who's the Rav, who's the real Rav. You have to learn from the Rav in order to appreciate. Like, the handle creates the handle. But the danger was that emphasis on Dveikus and on Kedusha and on Ahava and Yira, as vital as it was, could torpedo that first fundamental Yisod, that without a Torah that's taught Merav LaTalmud, without the preeminence of Limud HaTorah as the real break, the real objective criteria, the real source of critical inquiry, that there was danger of subjectivization and the meta distortion in all of the emotionalism, no matter how holy, no matter how exhilarated the feeling was of the people, of those who traveled that path. So there was a sakana. Emunas tzaddikim is a yisod in Yiddishkeit. But if you're approaching the tzaddik, not because he's a tzaddik as a goyim b'torah, but you're approaching him because you get some kind of a feeling of an aura, people can be misled. They can see people with a lot of Yerushalayim, but if they don't have as much Gadlus B'Torah, they could be dimyonis, they could be imagination that that passes off as if it were Torah. And then it's possible to put the crown, if see this a tendency developed, that the crown didn't go Merav L'Talmid. In many areas, with a notable exception of Ger, but in many areas, or many of the Parashah Rabbis, I should say, but in many areas, it went Me'av L'Ben. And the Divrei Yecheskel was roared to be a Memala Mokim of the Samzarov. But there were many, many who, okay, who we just say, but it developed completely new criteria concerning Hanhogas Hador. And because of this type of Emunas Tzaddikim, Chassidim started separating themselves from the main Bote Knesset in the Kehillas. Now, in Germany, if they made Stieblech in the middle of the 19th century, a form of Stieblech, Klausen they called them, and they got out of the big shuls, it was because the Kehillas were being captured by the Reformers. But in Poland, to do that, and not only, you know, Ebes Medrash, where the Chassidim davened, but every, well, if there were 10 Rebbes, there'd be 10. So it became, there was a hisperus of the inner actus and the inner discipline of Klal Yisrael. It weakened, it was bound to weaken the authority and prestige of the Rabbonis, of Rabbonis B'Yisrael, and made them vulnerable to later attacks already by those who didn't, well, didn't mean L'Shem Shemayim. Rabbonis was weakened as a result of the fact that any group of Chassidim held that its Rebbe was more authoritative, and not just more authoritative, the authoritative figure of the Dor. It didn't go as far as today. Khalid. They said, Mashiach, they didn't say. They didn't say he's Mashiach. Should know that. And if you hear people say, Kuruch see them say that, it's Sheker. Sheker the Kozov. They didn't say it. But the danger was still a danger. And further, Emunas Tzaddikim took over, and Dibuk Haverim took over. Dibuk Haverim could be a wonderful thing. It's Torah, right? You know, closeness. But Dibuk Haverim meant that a mob took over from a spiritual aristocracy. I once heard, you know, something that, I don't want to mention names here, but a certain big literature Talmud Chacham, who once went to see Menachem Zemba in Varsha. Menachem Zemba was going, you have this poem. Par with Reb Chaim Moshe. So he sees a Yerech Chosid walk over to Reb Menachem, and he was sitting and talking with Reb Menachem, and he flew out of his kelim from his gadlus. So he walks over to Reb Menachem, and he says to him, Menachem, hast a cigar? Menachem, you have a cigar? So this, he almost passed out from pachim. So Reb Menachem saw what was happening, so, you know, he calmed him down. And ever since then, whenever Yerech Chosidim are told about that sipur, they still flinch with embarrassment over their extra, you know, enthusiasms that every little kid was able to walk over to Gedolei Yisrael, and, you know, Menachem has a cigar. So they used to say, oh, no, that was only the Chetzenius and the Pnimius, he really revered him. Azus is Azus, wherever you see it. Al Kaponim, much of this should be deleted, Chavre. This is, you need this, these are censored. Including the last words. Al Kaponim, this Indian of Dibuk Haverim also became a two-edged sword. Further, since the Chassidim, Simcha, you hear, there's no Ruach HaKodesh without Simcha, and there's no real Avodas Hashem without Simcha, if there's Hashem b'Simcha. No, what if I'm not Sameach? I'll make Sameach. No, so suddenly Chassidim discovered that the Sifra HaMusar, it's brought that HaChetzonius Ma'aretz HaPnimius. So you take a nice little glaze of mashke in the morning, ah, l'chaim ha'am Sameach. Take another glass of whiskey, your mamish kemat ha'bal Ruach HaKodesh. Mamish molest Simcha. And further, if the Hikar is Simcha and Dveikus and Dveikus and Kavona and only Lishmo, which I have to learn in another blood Gemara, I mean Lishmo. I'll practice a little dibbuk haver and I'll tell a few mopsa from the Rebbe. These are dangers. These were dangers. And further, if the rikir is dveikus, so the rikir is dechtfilo, and I'm not ready, another 15 minutes. I'm osik now on achonas dechtfilo. Another half an hour. All those litvikis say that you got to daven bisman. What do they know about kavona and tefillah and lishmo? So Baruch Hashem, so he's already Nebuch, Baruch Hashem. So he's already davening Kriya Shema Echvest an hour or two after this man. The Torah HaKadosh says about Bris Milo that Zrizus, we learn from Bris Milo, Vayashkem Avram Baboike, they were very great Yidin, Chalilah, to Bimahara, in the Chassidish world, who made such Meredik HaAchones to be Sadek, that they didn't get to a Bris until close to the Shkia. So what happened to the Vayashkem Avram Baboike? You're hearing, you know, somebody say these words. What?
So Avram wasn't
Chassid also. Oh, Avram wasn't. No, they held that he was so much of a Chassid that he made his kavonis in 5 minutes. How kavonis? What's the point of? But the dangers were dangers. I tried to tell you a few weeks ago what the Chassidim held. I don't want you to think that we already know to be machriya the answers. The fact is that Rabbi Salanta came back a little bit towards the union of inward nalat, inwardness and kavona, and he held that there was a certain yivashus, a certain dryness, that was the danger that developed in a straight halacha world, without, you know, the hachiyas haregesh, without the awakening of emotion and of spirituality. I don't want to be the one, Chalil, that you should think that I'm trying to tip you either in either direction, but we want to hear what the Gaon is talking about right now. So I give that emphasis now as we tried to give a certain other emphasis some weeks ago, but from here it went on still further. If everything is dveikus, and dveikus means leisasal ponim enayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and there's nowhere where he isn't. So what about Rabba Olam? What about mitzvahs and averes? So everything is a mitzvah. Amin l'shem shemayim. G'dol avera l'shmo. There's a big danger in this. Tremendous danger of breakdown of the authority of the halach. And further, if everywhere is a makos, so it's not only mitzvahs and averes that are broken down. You know, what was it that went wrong with those Shabbat Tzvi movements, Lahavdol? That they also started out with dveikus, and in the end, they turned everything upside down, and saw in every orgiastic act, in every act that just blew the mind, they saw in it dveikus and alakus, not for naught. Is the lotion in our Torah lo yia kodesh b'bnei Yisrael as yia kedesha? Not for naught is it so close to Kodosh, not with a tzeira under the dalet, but with a chalem over the vav. Because there's a very thin line between the most extraordinary, ecstatic experience of the high mind and the high heart in the Hava V'Yira, that's the highest the Hava V'Yira, vis-a-vis the opposite, the lowest form of the Hava V'Yira. Over there, it's the difference. This is ecstatic and that's ecstatic. Lahavdol, a million times lahavdol. Big dangers in all this. So here the problem was, Mashiachus HaShekhar could come out of it. There were Moichadik Pchodim over this. And there were signs. When did everything break loose? From afar, you know, so they didn't have easy transportation then. So in Litter, they heard that there was a certain movement. The Rav Slavkosov, the Abba Latanya, couldn't nail him and say that he wasn't a Gaon Olam. He was. And there were Talmidim over there. There was one Talmid of the Gero by the name of Rabbi Avraham Kaliske, who was among the Rishonim, among the greatest of the Talmidim of the Gero, who left the Gero and went to the Magid. It's not for us to go into, to climb into that. But the Masoros is that in 73, in 1773, see the Talak. I have to check out the facts and figures on this. Some of the chassidim of this Rabbi Avraham Kaliske began to do things out of such a slavas betfilah that they began to do, instead of just kolas moisa tamano, Hashem hichamoicha, they began to doing hisapchos, they're doing like acrobatics, jumping, flying. And when word of that was brought to the Gro, he was da'oisam, that they were, that this kind of an avodah was an inyan of Baal Peor. And that did it. Then charomim started coming out one after the other. And in other batetim as well, in Krakow, there were charomim leroim. In other cities, yeah.
I think we should mention that the publication of the Toldos, Yaakov Yosef, yeah, also.
This was crucial. Now, in the publication of the Toldos, I want to tell you what was precipitated there. The Toldos was a very biting critic. And again, in his case also, it was known that he was a Goyen Olam. But there was biting criticism of the shortcomings of Talmidei Chachamim in the spheres of Emes Lamito and Kavono and Ahavas Yisrael. He was sharp. And that was seen as a perfect example of what this could lead to if it would ever get out of the hands of Yechidim. Because Papa Yechidim, there's no suffix that the greatest Yechidim in the Gro's world were also self-critical. And also knew that there were certain things that were, if they were not beside there, if there was a gap between more Limud HaTorah and less Yira, they also knew that Reishis Chochmah Yira Sashem. That without Yira there's no Chochmah, just like without Chochmah there's no Yira. They knew that. But the Toldos brought it into focus in a moiradic way. And there are bitter expressions there, which when we read them today, the best we can say is that there may have been places where Rabbonim at times were guilty, or Talmidei Chachamim at times were guilty of some of the things he said. But by being Matiras HaRetzua, opening up the ropes, and permitting, you know, just frontal assault of biting public criticism, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov Yosef, the Magid of Pulno, he was himself, he was a Talmud Chover, he wasn't quite a Talmud of the Baal Shem, he was more than a Talmud. So that was seen as necessitating a very sharp response. I want to mention right here that in one door, by the way, Rab Chaim, Chaim Volozhiner, was the only one in the Goyen circle who refused to sign the Charamim. And Rab Chaim Volozhiner, a generation later, even though the Nefesh HaChaim is dedicated to putting clearly on black and white the answer of the Goyen and his Talmidim to the Torah Sachsidis, but nevertheless, he does it muted, and it's Borel. He opened up a few doors of reconciliation 15 years after the Tir of the Gro, and he accepted Talmidim of Elojim, who were children of Chassidish families. But in those days, there was fire. There was fire. Now, okay, we're going to stop here. And in Yitz Hashem, I'm going to take a look at the Nefesh HaChaim with Yosef Kitoim. In Yitz Hashem, as soon as we can get together again.